Another element of the president's proposal would make it harder for brand-name drug makers to protect their medicines from competition, and that in turn could save consumers billions of dollars. Here to tell us about it is NPR digital correspondent and health blogger Scott Hensley. Welcome to the program once again.
Thanks.
This provision that we haven't heard a lot about would fix a practice that's common in the prescription drug industry, a practice called pay-for-delay. What exactly is pay-for-delay?
Well, a generic drug maker challenges the patents of the big brand-name drug company and says, we think your patents are no good and we want to start selling a generic version of that drug years before the big drug company ever thought it would be possible. They try to persuade a court to see it their way. And the big drug company is so worried, they say, hold on a second. Let's not go to a legal conclusion on this case. Why don't we make a deal? We'll give you a little something if you'll hold off on doing that. And maybe we'll allow generics a little earlier, but not tomorrow.
We'll pay you not to go ahead with your plan.
Exactly.
To make a generic drug. I understand that the brand name drug makers are a pretty well-defined community.
Right.
The generic drug makers as well? There are a set limited number of companies that would engage in this sort of deal?
There are a lot of generic drug companies, but almost by definition, you wouldn't know their name. The largest of the bunch is an Israeli company, Teva. They're one of the biggest sources of prescription medicines in the country when you look at the number of pills dispensed. So these companies are not household names, but if you check the medicine cabinet, in total, these companies account for a majority of the pills that are dispensed in the United States now.
At some point, these patents expire, don't they? I mean, after some number of years, the generics
right.
can come in and make a generic competitor.
That's right. It's usually between 10 and 20 years. It depends on some of the specifics of the patent.
And the drug makers would say, look, we spent a lot of money researching this product and testing the product. Why shouldn't we get exclusive time to market the products without generic competition?
They do, and the patent system allows them quite a bit of time to do that. What the generics companies have said, and said often quite successfully in court, is all those patents aren't exactly what they're cracked up to be. Some of them shouldn't be in effect, and there have been many cases where the generic drug companies win, and then very shortly they're able to go to market with a cheap drug. So they say, let's go to court and decide, and sometimes, often, we win.
And when you say the patent isn't what it's cracked up, do you mean that the new improved polarbarium really is no different from the polarbarium drug that already was patent expired already?
Right. It's a minimal improvement, or in fact, there's some legal flaw in the argument. It's a whole arcane world unique to patent lawyers, but that's the idea.
So what does President Obama want to do about pay-for-delay?
The problem is that the Federal Trade Commission, which has opposed a lot of these deals, has gone to court to say, hey, this is not good for consumers. It's anti-competitive, but they've been losing. The courts have been siding with the deals cut by these companies. And what the proposal that the president has outlined would make it much, much more difficult for the drug companies to cut these deals.
And given the politics of the situation and the economics, what are the chances of this actually becoming law?
Well, I have to see what happens after Thursday's summit. I think it's interesting to note that neither the generic drug makers nor the brand name drug makers support a change, and they're very powerful interests here in Washington.
Scott Hensley, NPR digital correspondent. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.